Dear sweet, lovely Anon, thank you so much. You have no idea how happy I was to get this comment. I got this comment when I was in the car, and while I was in the car with my sister, we were going to IKEA, and I read out this comment to her because it just made me so happy. It was just unbelievable. Like, as a I'm sure because you do seem like such a nice person and you left me such a lovely, nice comment that you might kind of realize that not a lot of, we don't really get, as pod pickers, get really long involved comments like this. So I'm just really thankful and I'm really, really happy that I got, that you decided to do this. I am so happy. I'm really sorry that it took a long time to get back to you. I'm just really like a combination of like shell-shocked and like lazy. So it's kind of like, because this comment was, I just don't really know how to respond to it. It just, yeah, I don't know, had to like, it kind of blocked me from doing anything else because I was like, how do I respond to this? I need to like, I can't do other things while this comment hasn't been replied to, but I also don't really know how to respond to it, but it's really nice. So, yeah, I apologize for that. So, mixture of like, what do I say, real life, and general laziness. But, I'm really thrilled. I am just so flattered. I am really flattered. I'm really, I don't know. I'm so happy that you like my podfics and you like how I read things. It's just such a lovely thing to hear. I mean, we do, all podfickers and myself included, just really love the stuff that we read and want to share our interpretations and like the experience of reading and performing things aloud. And it's just, I don't know, you just get, we don't really expect much from it, and so when you get really lovely comments like yours, it's just such a, it's like an explosion of love, you know? It's just so unbelievable. If you were here in person, I would give you like the biggest hug after I slapped you a couple of times on the shoulder because it's like, you're so silly. Why would you say those things to me? You're such a silly person. No, I don't really mind that you stalk my, or I don't really consider it stalking. I mean, RSS is there for a reason, because, you know, as many options as possible. I'm just really, you know, I'm really happy to hear that other people still follow my stuff. That anybody follows it at all is pretty big for me. I'm really happy about that. And yeah, don't worry. I'd probably have to turn down like the wedding proposal, but you know, comment and compliment accepted. Thank you so much. Let's get down to some of the meat of your actual comment now that I've just spent 3 minutes kind of blubbering at you. First of all, it's like, it's an honor to have been your gateway into Podfic. I hope you've listened and loved a lot of podfics since then and gotten to know a lot of other podfickers, very intimately or otherwise, and fallen in love with their voices too, like I have. I'm really glad that you enjoyed Charles's Killer. It was one of those, I think it was pretty much one of the only kind of X-Men first class fics that I had started to read, and it was really different, and so I just fell in love with it. Also, I'm a huge Criminal Minds fan, which I'm pretty sure I mentioned at the end of the free talk. And so you would know about that already. So, I'm really glad that all of those kind of dark, possessive Eric voices, Distressed Charles, Emma, all of those voices came through for you. Sometimes, like when I'm doing them, it's in my head, I'm kind of thinking like, well, this is what they should be sounding like, but what actually comes out or is produced isn't really a reflection of that. And when I'm listening to it, because I'm too close to the actual things themselves, to me they never sound that different. So knowing that to you it worked out, I'm really happy about that. So thank you so much for that feedback. Yep, absolutely, 100%. The most fun part of this entire production was doing the guy on the voice on the rooftop. Don't worry, I don't remember his name either. I mean, he's like victim number four. That's he doesn't need a name. He's the guy that Eric kills on the rooftop. That's all you need to know about him. And it's actually like, wasn't that hard for me to fake cry or fake sob? Like, I could probably do it now. Like, but then sometimes I'd have to stop myself because it would just kind of sound too close, like to me laughing about something. So I'd have to go back and listen to it and think, like, do I sound too much like I'm laughing? Does this sound sad enough? So those are the kinds of things that I'm thinking about when I'm looking back and going back and trying a bit like beta it myself. It's not very successful. It was easy to go back and forth between sobbing guy and Eric. Because I like in that scene, I just had a really good grip of the things that were going on at the time. It was very separate, so it was, and it was so fun because the dialogue was just so natural and easy. You get to learn how to go in and out of things because when you do podfix, you're going in and out of dialogue and narrative streams anyway. So it wasn't such a big leap. And yeah, I guess I'm just good at faking sobbing. I don't know. I've never really done heaps of like actual real sobbing myself, so it's all make believe. I don't know if I actually sob like that, and I'm just glad that it was a good enough approximation that you found it to be quite believable. I'm really so happy that you liked Giraffe Notes. It was so cute, and it was like one of the first pod not pod fix, the first fix that I read when I was getting into the Social Network fandom. And it was just like the most gorgeous thing. I mean, if one thing is going to get me to read, is going to get me to read fanfic, it's going to be that the characters are represented as animals. And so I was just like, this is so gonna happen. This is, yes, I love this a lot. And like my, so, and then they followed that up with like my second strongest kink, which is, you know, a relationship between a super famous person and a person who is not famous at all. So that was just like, it just, all the things that I loved, one package had pictures with it and was super cute and super, oh, it was super meat cute. And I was just like, she just knows everything that I love. And I'm really, yeah, so I'm really happy about that. I'm really glad that you enjoyed it. So I'm really, like, you said that, you know, you really liked the fact that as a listener that you can that you feel that I capture the atmosphere, but that it doesn't feel like I overdid it too much. And this is like kind of the best compliment I could ever receive, honestly, because when I'm doing the podfic, I mean it's I'm expressing all of my emotions about how I feel about that fanfic, and so it's always like I always aim to like you know that capturing the atmosphere thing is just my response to this writing. So there was a scene from a different podfic intended that I did from the Merlin fandom that had a scene where one of the characters was in a hallway and he was crying. And the other character comes out and he's like, you're crying, but you're also masturbating in front of my doorstep while I was having sex. So I don't really know how to take this. I found this to be absolutely fucking hilarious. And one of the comments that I got back was, you know, when the listener was reading it, reading the fic, they didn't see that as funny at all. They thought that it was actually really tragic, but I found it to be like tragically hilarious. So that's how I interpret it and read it, and performed it, and it was so good. Like it was that, like that's kind of I guess what you're talking about with the atmosphere. It's like my response to it. So the kind of atmosphere it. is kind of created from the fact that like that's just my response to the words and to the scene and to my feelings that I had about that scene that was so strong in the first place, kind of grafted onto that and hopefully expressed well enough that people, listeners, would be able to like ride along that with me without going like, that's not how I read it. That's not how that scene should go. So it's really a big compliment. Thank you so much. You mentioned that your friends don't like listening to audiobooks and don't like listening to podfix because they'd rather do the voices and things themselves. And it's just unfortunate. But yeah, I mean, people are like that. Like my sister just won't listen to any of that. Even though I'm just like pushing things in her direction, just listen to this, listen to this. But she's like, well, I just don't. Well, we're all different and we get our information differently. And I've always been an oral learner. I've always been better at listening to things that I have been reading and comprehending it that way. So if you want me to learn things, it's, record, make me listen to something, and I'll probably digest that a lot better than if I had to read it myself. But yeah, I've definitely had the experience of retaining like a reader's voice in my head, and then for like a week afterwards, hearing every time I read something, it'd be in their voices because they were just so good at what they did. I just have such a massive boner for like the guy who read the Book Thief, and the guy who read Nan Nancy Boys and Nancy Boys by Neil Gaiman. Like those guys rocked the shit out of those books. So if you ever get the chance to listen to those audiobooks, or you haven't yet, I definitely recommend them. Grab yourself a copy of Marcus Zerzak's The Book Thief or Neil Gaiman's The Anansi Boys. Like those guys can really do voices. They are so good. And the stories are really great too, because like every good reader, they really enhance the story for you. I tried listening to, I had, well, not tried, I did. I listened to American Gods before I listened to Anansi Boys. And I gotta tell you, like American Gods did zit for me because the guy who was reading it, while he was proficient enough, he wasn't really great. And the story really didn't capture me. While Anansi Boys was just like, the story was fun, and the guy who was reading it was so fun, and he just made the voices work so well. So I guess that's, I mean, an example of just what readers, good readers, can really do for you. I mean, I'm sure that the book guy who read American Gods was other people's cups of tea, but he wasn't mine. But, yeah, it's just how it rolls. That's just how it is. I bet you want to like retract the fact that you called me a fun person, because I'm sure this wasn't that fun to listen to. But yeah, I decided to go the non-traditional route of giving you an audio feedback reply slash comment thing, because you apparently like the free talk at the end of the podfix. So I just thought, well, why not just do it audially anyway? I'm sorry, it's a bit of a shambles. It's pretty late. But yeah, no worries about being Anon or RSS or anything like that. I'm really glad that you really enjoy my podfix and enjoy podfix at all, and I'm super happy to have gotten this reply, and I'm sure if you, well, if this is like an example of what of like a comment left by you, I'm sure anybody would be really, really happy. Any of the other Podfic readers that you listen to would be super happy to get something like this as well. So, thank you, apparently shameless Anon. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Bye.